2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Want to play Who's Chewing Those Chips?
Yeah. Who could it be?
Yeah,
who's in the room?
Who all's in the room? Gandhi,
hello?
Scary, Garrett, Danielle, mm-hmm. Straight Nate, Elvis Duran.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's all be quiet and let's see. We can guess who's chewing those chips. Don't say anything. Obviously, it's not me.
Right.
Here we go. Okay, chip chewer. Chew. Scary.
That's 100% scary. Before we even cracked the mic, all you heard in the background was...
I got to tell you, Scary, and I'm amazed that your jaw isn't getting larger because it must have the strongest muscles because you chew from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every day.
I really do.
You're a nonstop chewer.
He's like the pit bull of humans.
He is.
Just a strong jaw. He can lock it on anything.
Can you run down everything you've eaten this morning?
It's not impressive.
No, it is impressive. You should keep a food journal for one day.
You should.
You would be shocked.
Do you know what else is really funny about his food is if you are paying attention, he talks about it before he goes for it.
Mm-hmm.
So like today we ordered breakfast from a place and he specifically said, I don't want anything. And then the food was sitting here and there was a little pile of bacon and he was leaning over and I don't think he thought anyone was listening, but he was like, oh, I should try this. This looks good. I should probably have some of this.
He said that to himself.
Pep talk.
Did I really say that to myself?
Yeah.
Your justification.
Like,
you really talk to yourself like that? Do you know that you talk to yourself like that?
No.
I don't know. That bacon looks pretty good. Maybe I should have some of it.
I was like out
but
loud.
It looks good.
Actually, he does that. Whenever we get a birthday cake, he's like, is anybody going to cut the cake? Should I just take it out there? Should I take it out there and get some plates? I'll take it out there and get some plates.
You're amazing.
Let's do it.
You really are amazing. I love you, Scary.
I love you too.
But he always does that when you're eating something too. Like he'll go, hey, Danielle, what you got over there?
Yeah.
what is that? I'm like, it's a chocolate. Huh.
Yeah, but today I was disappointed because I just saw a shiny bag and I'm like, ooh, what's over there? And she said candy corn. And I'm like, oh, because I thought it was chocolate. And I'm like, oh, it's candy corn.
But you still ate it.
Yeah, he doesn't like candy. Listen to this. He doesn't like candy corn. And we already established out of all the candy corn you could buy, this is like some of the worst.
Yeah.
But he still eats it.
Yeah. I hate
that. That was like yesterday, too, with the bagels. He walked in with a plate of bagels. These are the worst bagels ever.
These are shitty bagels. And he ate 10 of them.
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel DeLillo's in there.
Get in here, you foggin' bee.
Hey, don't call her that.
She calls herself that.
I'm the foggin' bee.
How you doing, Danielle DeLillo?
How you doing? Good morning. I just got a text from your husband. He texted me. How you doing?
Who, Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, he and I don't know. We had a bad day yesterday.
Aww.
We had a bad day.
I could tell Alex was in a like rambunctious, feisty mood yesterday based solely on the texts he was sending.
Yeah, no, he was.
It's like, he is having a ball today.
Yeah, he needed like double up on meds yesterday. He's got to calm down. And I'm saying that with all due respect.
Yeah, sure.
No, but what's he texting you about?
Oh, so I said, hey, I'm trying to find out when me and your husband are going to hang out. And he goes, well, I said, what are you guys doing, lady? You around? He goes, I'm in Staten Island tonight. I go, oh, how you doing? He goes, how you doing?
There you go.
Very intellectually stimulating conversation.
That's us. We're very intellectually stimulated.
Yeah, get him riled up. We'll go out.
Yeah.
Get him to take us out. He owes us. He owes us.
He does owe us. Big time.
Alex.
Big time.
But so the other, a while ago, we were talking about how, you know, Alex and I, the honeymoon is over. We've been married for a month and a half, and we finally, like, I think 2 days ago, especially yesterday, we hit a speed bump.
Was it a specific incident?
No, he's just being an asshole.
Oh.
But he apologized today.
He did. But here's my thing. So Scary says, and you're telling me I should get married? I mean, yeah. The difference is, and I said this earlier, I'll say it again. When you're just dating someone and you have a fight, you can go, okay, F it. I'm done. I can walk away and just go find someone else. When you're married, you're like, okay, got to work it out.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll work it out. And I know it will be worked out.
Do you and Robin have a lot of fights?
We never fight.
Never, ever.
And now I'm thinking that that's not very healthy.
Because
it's not. I've been hearing reports.
You have to fight every once in a while.
We have disagreements. We have times where I know that she's angry with me, but we always solve it. We figure a way.
Yeah, but that's good. Yeah, you want to solve it, but yeah. You have to. You, there has to be things you're going to disagree upon.
So Danielle DeLillo down here.
Yeah.
She's out there in the dating world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild out there, I tell you.
I mean, are you running across some good guys?
No. They're all bastards.
The bastards?
No, really. I mean, there's got to be like a good one here or there.
I mean, here and there. I mean, I talk to some nice gentlemen, but...
Because you're such a catch. You're such a nice
person.
Yeah.
You think so? Oh my God.
Do we all agree, Danielle?
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I'll have to see you naked, but I think so.
I mean, I could show you now if you'd like.
She's very quick to take her clothes off.
Well, I mean, it's got to be rough in the dating world. I sometimes miss it and most times don't.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, I do miss having that someone that you go home to every day.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't miss the arguing. So that makes me feel better. And I know I made the right decision. But
yeah.
But I do miss having that someone I could have there to help me and to say, oh, I'll get that for you, Danielle. Or, you know, oh, okay, listen, I need my medication picked up. Oh, I'll go get it for you. Now I got to do everything myself.
Look at you.
You should hire like a butler or a concierge or something.
Oh, honey, I'm paying rent now. I never had to pay any bills. Now, 6 months, I'm paying everything.
You're doing okay, though. You should be very proud of yourself. Yeah. You're doing really well.
Thank you.
But Danielle is a catch. And there are so many people that are listening to this podcast right now. They're out there in the dating world. And I'm sure it's you want to just bash your head against a wall sometimes with the people you meet.
Yeah.
Just keep at it. If you want to date someone, great. If you don't, you don't have to. There's no pressure.
Yeah.
Just be happy.
You're a little silent over there, Nathaniel.
Yeah, straight Nate.
What do you want me to say? We talking about something else now? Yeah. Let me know when we're talking about something else.
Hey, great. Relationship.
How about those dolphins?
When you're in a relationship, I mean, they're hard. You know? And look, Daniel, you've been married for how many years?
A long time.
And there's challenges.
Of course, there's challenges all the time. But like you said, you work through. Mm-hmm. You can have that massive fight, but you know.
Garrett, you guys have been married how long?
5 years.
5 years. And so, obviously, you have those moments.
Of course.
But you know, at the end of the day, you're married, you're going to work it out.
Exactly. So, like, for Scary not to have a... When I hear couples go, we've never had a fight ever in the relationship, I kind of call BS, but I know Scary doesn't fight because of their... They barely see each other during the week, so they don't have time to fight.
Plus, they're living in denial on a lot of things.
But a lot of our friends go, we never fought. That's BS. You're fronting in front of everybody else just to say, I have a perfect relationship.
No, that's not a perfect relationship, though.
What?
I feel like it's better to fight and figure out how you get past the fight.
Healthier
relationship.
But Gandhi, let's talk about what a fight is.
Yes.
I mean, so Scary did say that they do have disagreements.
Right.
Sometimes you get on each other's nerves, right? I guess. Or sometimes you do something that person disagrees with. So you have to find a solution. You have to talk it out logically. But see, for me... You know, I just want to sometimes just be alone in those cases. Like Danielle DeLillo, for instance, you were talking earlier about wanting somebody to come home to and I want to be there for me to do this. I don't know about you, but like there's a lot of times of the week where I just want to just go home, detox, and go to sleep. And that's all I want to do. I just want to be alone. And it has nothing to do with another person other than myself.
I get it.
So, and I'm sure you could get into that mode too.
Because
right?
I have 2 or 3 nights a week I am by myself.
Right. So, and that's good for you.
And I love it. And we sometimes talk about, you know, getting a house and moving in together. And then the only bad part about that is we'd be moving in together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that we don't like each other. I think we both love our time away. Right. So Gandhi, now that you're in a serious relationship, but he doesn't live here full time.
No, it's awesome.
You love that.
I think distance is good. I mean, I'm not necessarily like Scary. Like if I came home and he was there, it wouldn't bother me. But I think it's great to be apart because then when we're together, we have a really good time. And we just appreciate the time together. We're not fighting about things. We always go do fun stuff. It's great. We fight when we're not around each other.
I think
that's what's interesting.
If Scary lived with her, he'd find more to fight about.
I think so too. I think we'd be in more fights. Mm-hmm. I absolutely can guarantee you that would be the case.
I've already heard some of the arguments that they do get into, and I'm like, Scary, what in the hell? Like, they get into an argument
like
about The temperature of water that he keeps in his house, she likes it cold.
Yes.
And he likes it room temperature. But instead of just being a gentleman and putting half of it in the fridge, he's like, no, she can have room temperature water. I'm like, dude, put it in the fridge. Just some of it.
It's water.
I know.
Just some of it.
I'm lazy.
This is a shit.
Wait, you're lazy?
That is just not even lazy. Wow. That's like another
I'm forgetful. I forgot to put water. She's coming for the weekend. I forgot to put water in the fridge for her. These are the stupid things.
But like, if that's all she needs is just some water in the fridge, she needs to put the water in the fridge.
Oh, we have a baby? Wait. I forgot to feed it.
It's just a trait I was born with.
I know. I'm from Bensonhurst. We don't put water in refrigerators.
All I'm saying is, listen, I want you to always get the best of me. When I'm the happiest of my weekend modes, when I'm in the mood to go out. So all the rest of those times is all downtime, is all BS. It's all garbage time. So I'm just so that's the times I want to see you. I want to see you when you can see me at my most active.
Do you think that you have tricked her into thinking you're a different person on the weekends than you are in a week?
I certainly am. During the week,
she knows you.
She knows me.
You guys have been dating for 10 years.
During the week, I'm a lump.
During the week,
I'm a bump on a lump.
Okay, weekday scary is what?
Weekday scary. We'll you know, go to some meetings, record what I have to record. Maybe I'll be home around noon or one. And then maybe I'll look into my refrigerator, grab what's there, some scraps. And then I will pass the fuck out until like 5, 6 o'clock at night.
Scary. What's weekend scary?
Weekend scary. Weekend scary wants to make some great dinner plans and then go to a great bar after. Maybe meet up with, even have some friends around us and go into some nice night spot.
You go to Michelin-rated restaurants?
Yeah. and then on Sunday morning, scary. Uh-oh. Then we go out for brunch.
No. What do you do Sunday morning?
No, sex is Sunday morning.
Watch CBS Sunday morning.
And you have your weekend scheduled sex?
Always, Sunday morning.
You bang to 60 Minutes?
CBS Sunday morning.
Well,
it just happens to be there. You know, but now it's football season, so now there's some disagreements in the air.
Okay.
She wants to watch the Food Network all day or something going on with the Kardashians, and I want to watch football. I want to see how my fantasy team is doing.
We have more than one TV.
I'm crazy.
You're fine.
All right. So anyway.
Okay, so the secret in your relationship working relationship, Garrett, is what, in your opinion?
It's compromise. At the end of the day, it's cliche, but it really just moves things forward because it's give and take. If somebody's taking everything, the other person's kind of like screwed out of the situation. So you got to kind of like meet in the
compromise.
Middle all the time.
What about you, Gandhi?
Well, I have a question about this compromise
What's
thing.
That? Okay.
So everyone says in life you should go after what you want and never settle. What is the difference between settling and compromising?
There's the difference. Settling, are big, huge, fundamental things.
Okay.
Like integrity. Do they have the integrity that they need to have, or should I just settle and let them be a scumbag? But compromise is, well, we already had pizza this week, so
yeah. Let's try Chinese.
We'll try Chinese. I mean,
so it's just the level of the thing.
Yeah. Thing is, but in a world of compromise, all those little things add up.
Yeah.
It's like, well, wait a minute. You wanted Chinese, so we had Chinese. And today, you want to go see a movie, so we're going to go see a movie. And then tonight, you want to go get some shoes at the mall, and we're going to go to the mall. But I want to do something want to do. Can we do one little thing I want to do? And then that's when compromise turns into a major thing.
Can I tell you what the definition of compromise for a guy?
Oh, God. There we go.
You basically do what she wants. Yeah, that's the definition of compromise.
For the most part. Nate is so right.
Because this past Halloween weekend, I wanted to be a certain costume. She didn't want to be that, so I said, well, let's figure something out together. Well, she went ahead and did that on her own, and I was told what to wear. So I basically had to compromise for her and do what she wanted. She wanted to dress up literally as a hooker, and then I had to dress up as a guy in a suit because she wanted to be Pretty Woman. So the compromise was just doing what she wanted, and I'm okay with that.
Well, then what's the point?
That's what a compromise is.
I know, but obviously you're not okay with it.
What do you want?
That sounds like you settled.
What was the other costume, by the way?
Oh, yeah, tell them what you wanted to be.
I wanted to be Grandpa Joe and Charlie Bucket from
Broadway. Hold on.
You wanted, you wanted to be Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, you're the guy sleeping in the bed for 20 years.
In the dirty, soiled
nightshirt. Yes, like, the dirty, soiled nightshirt.
And then he wanted his girlfriend to be a young boy for Halloween.
Okay, so the compromise is I realize she doesn't want to be a boy. So, all right.
She wanted to be a hooker.
Let's figure out.
You know what would be funny? You could have been Grandpa Joe and she could have been a hooker.
Yeah.
I realized
that'd
that.
That'd be hilarious.
By the time I, yeah. So there was no compromise. We just did what she wanted. That's the relationship. That's a compromise in a relationship for a man.
Wow, see, sounds like you're enjoying it.
I don't agree. I, my
okay.
Sounds
did
like
he
a
agree
sacrifice.
To be the pumpkin scarecrow?
He and my son came up with the pumpkin scarecrow.
Okay.
And if he didn't want to be the pumpkin scarecrow, he would not be the pumpkin scarecrow. Okay. That's how he is. He's not going to do something that he does not
so
want to do.
So these are sacrifices you're describing. This isn't a compromise, and it's not
no,
a settled
there's a thin line between
it's a
the
thin
two.
Line. And I think in my relationship, I'm a little lucky because if I need to be by myself, I can just say, "Hey, I'm really tired." He goes, "Go to sleep. I got it." So I'm kind of lucky in that respect. Thanks,
I want you to date long distance.
Love you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.